rocks.
Good morning, 6:34. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up, kid?
What's up, you ace?
My name's Egon, by the way.
Yeah, is it? Nice. Going for Egon, huh?
Yeah.
I like it. I'm more of a Slimer kind of guy.
Yeah. You disgusting,
disgusting green. Is he a ghost? Is Slimer a ghost?
Yeah, he's, he was, what was it? He was based off of, no, he's based off of Jim Belushi. Or John Belushi.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're right. Yeah.
So John Belushi died right before they made Ghostbusters.
And he was going to be Ghostbusters.
He was going to be what Bill Murray was.
Oh.
And when John Belushi died, they made John Belushi the Slimer.
Oh, that's right. Because didn't the guy get the call like the day before saying, hey, you got to make it kind of look like John Belushi?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, that's the best the guy came up with, which is kind of like being a slob. I think he did the, he kind of took it after the zip popping part in Animal House.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a zip. Get it?
So they just made him like, you know, sloppy and disgusting. And then literally they called Bill Murray, who was doing a film in Paris. And they're like, dude, we need you. We need you for Ghostbusters. This is going to be a fantastic movie. And Bill just kind of like, okay. And they hung up the phone. And they're like, all right, so you coming? They literally did not know he was coming until the day they were filming. He showed up that morning at like 9 o'clock.
Jeez, good Lord.
And he was like the best, he was like the best character in the movie.
I wish I could do that.
You know, he just like shows up, kills it, and then leaves. Like everybody is like, you don't really know anything about Bill Murray or Bill Murray. If he's gonna show up, if he's not, he just kind of does his own thing.
It's kind of a dick move, I guess. It's like, guys, what are we gonna do? Is there like another actor like, all right, I'm ready if you guys need me? And then Bill Murray shows up. He's like, damn it.
And they were kind of pissed about it.
Yeah.
The filmmakers were pissed about it.
Yeah.
But then he shows up and starts like just, he was like improvising a lot of lines too, which they didn't like.
Yeah.
Until he started doing it a lot. And they're like, all right, this is actually pretty good. So let him run with it.
They basically just let Bill Murray do whatever
pretty
he wants.
Pretty much. Like, Bill Murray shows up and just gets to do whatever he wants.
By the way, guys, didn't read the script. Don't know what this is about. All It'll be fine.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Bill Murray. Let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, rock news, rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Do it. Jason Hook has pulled out of the Five Finger Death Punch European tour legs. The guitarist had gallbladder surgery in mid-December, forcing the band to cancel three shows. On Tuesday morning, the band wrote that Hook, quote, needs additional time for his recovery and must step back from the current tour in order to have the opportunity to do so. We discussed this as a band, and Jason's well-being is our priority. Health comes first. Hook and the band are already have played 12 shows on the trek. The band says Hook wants the band to keep playing shows, so they brought in English guitarist Andy James to fill in. The tour will continue in Germany and then runs through February. Obviously,
should have got Wolfgang. You feel like he fills in a lot.
From what, Van Halen? Yeah. Wolfgang Van Halen? I think he's busy with Van Halen right now or doing whatever.
Not,
David Lee
Roth. I'm thinking of Wolfgang. Who am I thinking of?
I don't know.
He filled in for GNR, I believe, for a while. Is that...
What?
I don't know.
Well, Buckethead was in Guns N' Roses for a while.
I'm ruining your rock news. Just keep going.
You're doing great. I think you should keep going. Anyway, we hope Jason has a speedy recovery. I've had a chance to talk to him a handful of times. Really nice guy. Really well-spoken. And I'm sure it's tough having to say, guys, I can't physically do it. Whenever it's kind of counting on you, especially for the fans and everything. So hopefully he gets better sooner than later. So there you go. That's your rock news. The street rock history, unless you have something to add.
Yeah, actually, no, I don't. I really don't.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1964, the great bassist Duff McKagan of Guns N' Roses. Is that who you're thinking of? obviously, Duff, best known for bass player of Guns N' Roses, one of the founding members. He was also in Velvet Revolver. Duff really liked to booze hard.
And Simpsons named a beer after him.
Yes, exactly. I don't think that's right, but you know. Could be. So happy birthday, Duff. We love you. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Creditor Union. Jesus Christ.
Come be part of it. You want me to do it?
That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it. Is your mouth go numb?
I think my brain just went.
Did you get back from the dentist?
I guess.
You got some spit coming out of here.
Between your jumping in and me not being able to talk, that was the worst rock news we've ever done.
Your lips started to look like Rocky Balboa a little bit.
Hey, Adrian, it's rock news. Rock news.